Good morning. 7:36 a.m. Yes, 7:36 a.m. on the 18th of August, 2013. The Blue Jays woke me up about 6:30. I was asleep. 15:51, 16 minutes for the first mile. Close enough. Well, probably closer to 15 and a half because of the photo stop, but okay. I'm out, I'm walking. Today is the 18th or 19th day in a row. I haven't missed a day. So far, the podcasting, the dog days of podcasting survey, the challenge survey, whatever. I haven't missed a day. I haven't, of course, missed a day on my walk to Rivendell either. I'm about, well, I think today is like 40 miles from Rivendell. And I think I sleep in a hollow tree tonight or something. I don't know. There's these little milestone things that you go by. So yesterday was the triumphant return of the spousal unit who came home from New Orleans. I got very close to the end of the book. I'm on quarter share on the edits. I've collecting typos for Captain Share. I've got several that need to go in. I had several. I put them all in last night. I'm gonna upload fresh files tomorrow. And with any luck, by then I'll be also making changes to the quarter share ebook and the paperbacks to get the edit changes between those two editions brought into sync. I suspect it's going to be faster, because there are so many, to fix the ebook and then export the ebook to the format that I need to make the paperback. Although maybe not. The problem is that some of the special characters, like the ellipsis, do not translate well from HTML to LaTeX. And it requires a certain amount of finagle on my part to make them work correctly. And I have to add all the section breaks back in. So maybe I will enter the changes twice. I don't know. We'll see. And the export types in Lix is HTML, so perhaps the right choice would be to make them all in the LaTeX form and then export a new HTML file to run into Sigil. Something to think about anyway.
Morning.
Yeah, the problem is that I've got all kinds of HTML markup that Sigil is looking for that it won't find. I don't have to go tag everything again. No, that's not going to work. Decisions. I didn't get my coffee this morning. I set the pod up to go, and then by the time I got ready to go myself, I was, ready to go out the door, and I still hadn't had a cup of coffee. So, yeah, this sort of manic chatter is not caffeine-induced, at least. If it is caffeine-induced, it's residual from yesterday, not anything new. I'm looking for some food. I'm looking for some coffee. I'm working to get that book finished in terms of markup. I need to contact my owner's share editor and find out where she is on this. So there's plenty to do. I've got lots of work. Never a dull moment. So, yeah, on Amazon, the Nathan Lowell forum on Amazon, they're already asking, well, how many months am I going to have to wait? How many years are going to have elapsed in Ishmael's life? And it's like, come on. It's somehow this idea that the share books are about every moment in Ishmael's life. I'm not quite sure. No, I appreciate the first three books are pretty much bingity, bingity, bingity. But the liability of moving into officer country is that, well, first, there was no share change in the academy. And while a lot of people still want me to write Bedtime for Bonzo, I really haven't got anything that I want to write about there. I can talk to the guy up at Maine Maritime Academy. See if I can get a tour or maybe spend some time there when the school's in session and visit classes and talk to cadets or something. Well, the problems I've got is that I've never lived on campus, ever. This campus life stuff is not something I'm really familiar with, except one weekend that I spent at Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, which was eye-opening. It was fun, sort of. Being a new guy and underage in pretty much every respect that mattered. Most people didn't talk to me much. And I didn't have any homework to do, so I was sort of like free to do anything I wanted, but there really wasn't anything I could do. So, yeah, that would be difficult for me to write a story about spending 4 years in a residence hall. I mean, I could extrapolate a little bit, I suppose, but that would be a tough one to do. And it would be particularly tough to do one now that I know where his life has gone, now that I know what he's done so far. I do have the title reserve in case I want to use it, Port Newmar. Monkpole. But, it's not like, unless I want to skewer higher ed, which is, not impossible. I have a lot of commentary on higher education. So perhaps imagining a new kind of college might be amusing. I've already established that Ishmael's mother taught ancient lit in an agricultural university. My mental model for that was like Texas A&M. But the speculation that is on this forum is like, well, you don't really have to speculate, people. The story is out there. You can go take a listen. A lot of, well, of course, he's going to jack the price up with the last book.
Really?
Why would I do that? I realize that it's pretty common. But what makes them think I'm going to do what is particularly common, I guess, is the question. Five degrees warmer when I left the house, but having the sun be that much higher in the sky means that this normally shady kind of area of my walk is kind of directly into the face of the sun here. Holy crap, it's hot. It's still August. Yeah, yesterday was 90 degrees, so I suspect today is going to be similarly temperatured. Terrible grammar, but what the hell. I had several conversations yesterday with writers that are of the nature of, really? You really want to define these terms? This is really important to the state of your craft. One of them was the one question that just, it's like, really? Is everyone who writes a writer? Yes, next question. And the idea that, well, no, not really, because you haven't done your paid your dues, you haven't earned your skill, you haven't done anything. It was couched in the terms of, is everyone who owns a box of paints a painter? No, they actually have to own a brush or be a finger painter, but why not? What's the issue? What's the point? What's the cutoff? What's the diagnostic? So it was like, yeah, I'm good with that. I think the thing is that there are a lot of insecure writers who think that, well, if anybody can call themselves a writer, then they're somehow damaging me as a writer. No, not really. Generally speaking, you're not competing with those people. Even if they're better writers than you, you're not competing with them to begin with. That's sort of like the stupid part of it. It's one of those very strange ideas that so what someone else calls themselves can somehow diminish what I am or what I do. And that they can somehow pollute the pool in such a way that my work has less value. I would think the opposite would be true. I would think if you were any good at all, then having a lot of crap out there would just make you look better. Now, if I had to compete against only people like Nora Roberts and only people like David Weber, only people like Ray Bradbury or Asimov or Neil Gaiman or any of those guys, if I had to only compete against them, and if there was actually any kind of competition that mattered, then yeah, I mean, I can sort of see how more difficult that would be. How that would be more difficult. Because they have name recognition, and except for a very narrow band of readers, I don't, which is fine with me. I have enough name recognition with the readers I do have that it doesn't really bother me. For people who have no name recognition, I suppose. For people who haven't spent years building an audience, I suppose. Surprised the lady in her 90s. She's out picking up the paper. But this whole question of what makes a writer a writer? A writer writes. I mean, there are writers and writers and writers and writers, and bloggers and novelists and poets and short storyists and nonfiction authors and essayists and editorialists and so yeah, the whole thing was kind of like, really? Do we really need to have this conversation again? Are you so insecure that having some person who has only a very, very rudimentary grasp of what they're doing call themselves a writer, is that threatening to you? And if it is, then I really want to think about that. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I picked up a rock in my shoe. Tedious. Yeah, 16 on the front, 17 on the back. That works for me. That's a good number. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.